Democrats seeking end to immigration enforcement, GOP conceding on wall. By John Binder on February 11, 2019. House and Senate Democrats are using border wall negotiations to attempt to end all immigration enforcement by abolishing detention of illegal aliens. While Republicans are united in surrendering on significantly funding a border wall along the United States-Mexico border. In negotiations on Capitol Hill, Democrats have sought forcefully for a plan that not only decreases total detention space for federal immigration officials to house border crossers and illegal aliens, but the left-wing caucus is also seeking to phase out all immigration detention by the next fiscal year. The Democrat plan attempts to gut the number of detention beds for border crossers that federal immigration officials would have readily available to ensure illegal aliens are not released into the interior of the U.S. Democrats are looking to only fund about 16,500 detention beds, far fewer than the roughly 40,000 to 42,000 beds that are currently available to keep border crossers in detention and a lot less than the 52,000 beds that President Trump has requested Congress fund. While Democrats seek an end to immigration detention, resulting in a mass release of all illegal aliens arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, Republican lawmakers are unwilling to demand the border wall be funded to the sum of about $5 billion, what the president originally requested. Instead, Republicans have conceded on wall funding, accepting anywhere between $1.30 to $2 billion for total border security. As Breitbart News reported, Trump has indicated to aides that he would be open to accepting the low level of wall funding. The conference committee was formed after Trump reopened the federal government following a shutdown without securing any funding for the border wall. Members of the committee include Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby, West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito, North Dakota Senator John Hoeven, Missouri Senator Roy Blunt, Texas Representative Kay Granger, Tennessee Representative Chuck Fleischman, Georgia Representative Tom Graves, and Mississippi Representative Stephen Palazzo, Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, Illinois Senator Richard Durbin, Montana Senator John Tester, New York Representative Nita Lowey, California Representative Lucille Roybal-Allard, North Carolina Representative David Price, California Rep. Barbara Lee, Texas Representative Henry Queller, and California Representative Pete Aguilar. The committee was formed to work on a funding package for the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, with a deadline of February 15, a funding route that experts have said the president never had to take. Total construction of the proposed southern border wall would cost about $25 billion. At the current rate, securing about $1.30 to $2 billion for the border wall would fund less than 205 miles of wall construction on the roughly 2,000-mile-long U.S.-Mexico border. While the Trump administration still waits to build a wall after Republicans controlled Congress for the 2 years, illegal immigration at the southern border is expected to reach levels that have not been seen since President George W. Bush. Researchers project, at current rates, there will be more than 600,000 illegal aliens apprehended at the border this year. In December 2018, there were about 51,000 border crossers apprehended. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.